This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Saturday night, Notre Dame once again falling to an elite college football program as Ohio State in a big spot comes back on the final possession to win in dramatic fashion in South Bend. Joining us this morning here on the show, college football insider and senior writer for CBS Sports, our friend Dennis Dodd. Dennis, good morning.
DA, how are you? What a weekend, huh?
It was a great weekend top to bottom from a college football standpoint, but Saturday night, how can Marcus Freeman rationalize 10 men on the field the final two plays?
Well, you can't, and especially when I saw the shot from above where Notre Dame had overloaded the right side of Ohio State's line. Well, it was probably overloaded because there was a guy missing, and they ran the running back for the winning touchdown right over the center's left shoulder. There was basically not enough people there. He barely made it in. But do you think another guy would have maybe made a difference? Absolutely. That being said, I don't know if we could take an absolute from this game. Look, Sam Hartman had gone legend, leading that 96-yard drive. They score 8.5 minutes left. And it looked like they had Ohio State stopped. There was an intentional grounding on that last drive. I still need to see more from Kyle McCord, but when you're Notre Dame and you're the most recognized brand on the planet, this is going to stick for a while.
For Freeman, I think that the Notre Dame fan base was going to give him a bit of a pass on year number one, but that's a massive, massive blunder in year number two in a big spot. Is the honeymoon over for Freeman after that decision or lack thereof?
To me, it was, judging by the reaction over last year, at 0-2. Now, they went 9-2 to finish 9-4, but if you remember the reaction from that, rookie coach, does he know what he's doing? We lose, you know, by double digits at Ohio State. So this is going to be more of the same. This is what you signed up for. Again, still young in the term. I think he's a bright young coach. He got a lot of run on NBC and elsewhere Saturday before the game, hyping the game, which was good. And I still think he's a good coach. I think they can recover from this, but Notre Dame being Notre Dame, they virtually have to win all their games to be in the playoff. I don't know if anybody thought they would this season, but it bears saying that they're probably out of it right now.
Dennis Dodd joins us from CBS Sports. On the flip side, I understand Ryan Day is going to use any motivation that he can. That's what every good coach does, and whatever works, works. But the interview after the game about how angry Lou Holtz's prediction or comments made him, I thought seemed a little foolish, and I wondered if it was an indicator that Ryan Day is really feeling a lot of pressure from a lot of different places, and that when he erupted after the game about Lou Holtz, it was a little window into that pressure cooker. What do you think about his comments?
Yeah, I wrote about it in the moment. I guess my takeaway is what you just said, that it said more about what's going on in Brian Day's mind than Lou Holtz. You know, Lou Holtz is kind of this 86-year-old TV yapper who can't turn down a microphone.
He's a Notre Dame legend. Of course he's going to pick Notre Dame.
Right, right. And, you know, they're more physical. So, you know, leave it alone. Who cares? But obviously that had touched a nerve deep in his Brian Day's psyche, where he went off not only on NBC, in the radio flagship after the game, and then, of course, the reporters had heard it, the media in his post game, and went deep on it. So does the Michigan thing bother him? Absolutely. Does the Georgia thing bother him? Absolutely. He's the winningest coach in ball, 49-6, 891 winning percentage. But in his mind, I would think, how's he being defined right now at home? It's two boat race losses to Michigan, in which they got outscored 56-17 in the second half. He said on NBC, he said, well, it's been one bad half. Well, it's been two bad halves and two losses to Michigan, which are, you know, intolerable at Ohio State. Is it crazy? Yes, absolutely. But they have lost the games. Jim Harbaugh's got the upper hand and looks like he might have it for a third straight year. So that bothers him. I did a story in August in the preseason on that, and the players talked about how they're reminded of it every day. One of their defensive linemen said, those legends speak to us from the wall as we go down the hall in the facility every day about Michigan. So you better believe it.
It's a really good piece. Check it out at cbssports.com as Dennis Dodd kind of dissected the Lou Holtz, quote, disrespect, and how Ryan Day really got emotional about it. Earlier in the day, Clemson and Florida State, and I think Dabo's got a lot of questions to answer. He was upset by the way his defensive coordinator was calling plays at the end of the first half. He talked about that at halftime. Play calling down the stretch certainly was questionable. Game management, where they set up for a field goal instead of going for it, when they had a field goal kicker that was going out of football and had a job lined up already. How would you assess Dabo after the way Clemson lost?
Well, that's by 1,000 paper cuts, and not just Saturday, going back to Duke, going back to last year. I think we all agree there's been slippage there. And for me, it all came, at least symbolically, when Cade Klubnik got driven and fumbled the ball, and Deloach from Florida State picked it up and ran for a touchdown, I think to tie the game at 24. That was 8 years of you no longer, you know, rule the ACC. This is us taking over. I mean, he didn't just hit him. He went through him. If you look at the film, it's an unbelievable hit. Legal.
Yep.
And that set the stage for Florida State. They hadn't led all day until Keon Coleman made that great catch in the end zone in overtime for the win. And even that was symbolic. Keon Coleman, there's no one on the roster at Clemson who approaches Keon Coleman, the transfer you mentioned from Michigan State. And so what's happened there? That was the difference, arguably, in the game in that moment. I don't know what they were doing. I think it was second and one, third and one. They're throwing a bubble screen that in overtime that Dabo said shouldn't have been called, but that's on you. Why was that even in the playbook at that? You're Clemson. You're at home. Run the ball. Get a first down. Move on. Then obviously they blitzed on fourth down, and Cade Klubnik overthrew the receiver. And I said before the game that, well, this might just be a preview of, you know, the ACC championship game. Well, Clemson at 0-2, it's going to be pretty tough now. And Florida State not only is back, but they're the number one seed until further notice in the ACC.
Sure are, and they showed a lot of guts and resiliency, because on that strip sack and fumble, it looked like Clemson was going in for a touchdown. They had a lot of momentum. That would have made it a 14-point game going into the fourth quarter, and I don't think Florida State would have come back from that. And instead, they flipped it, and they won the game in OT, and that was pretty damn impressive. We also had the Colorado game against Oregon, and Dan Lanning before the game saying, they're playing for clicks, we're playing for wins. Clearly, he knew he could get a little zinger out there. He wanted the camera crew in the locker room. Was this smart by Lanning to say something like this, since clearly you know, his team played that much better? Or is this the type of thing that can come back to haunt him?
Well, a couple things there. Clearly, Dan Lanning allowed ABC into the room to film that. He wanted that to be known. That wasn't like a camera on the wall or something. It was he was on stage, not Dion. And the comment about I thought it was cool the way he said it to get him fired up. A lot of things have been said worse than that behind closed doors before games. But, you know, good for him. The other is the irony of the Oregon coach saying that. And I'm not singling out
really?
You know, I'm not singling out Dan Lanning because he's just the latest coach. But we're talking about a school that at one time had 315 uniform combinations, has a mascot right out on a motorcycle. I don't know what the connection is between the two, but apparently there is one. And is supported by, you know, one of the largest athletic firms, you know, in Nike in the country, and all that is meant to them. Their facility is called the Death Star. So it's attention, it's just in a different way. And I don't know if Dan Lanning represents the majority of coaches. Clearly that was a motivational tactic before that game. But look, Oregon was the better team going in, was the better team going out. I don't know if it took away from the discussion, but the Pac-12, ironically, in its final season is damn good. Eight ranked teams, first to have four in the top 10. And I wish people would concentrate on that because that's really, really cool.
Yeah, it sure is. Dennis Dodd joins us from CBS Sports. As for next for Colorado, do you feel like the first 3 weeks were a little bit of a mirage and that this is what's going to happen now as they get into the thick of the Pac-12 race and play better teams like Oregon, like USC, et cetera? Or is this just an Oregon team that's that much better maybe than everybody else in the conference?
Yeah, no, I still think Oregon has to deal with Utah, Washington, and USC. We'll see how that shakes out. Oregon looks really, really good. But yes, on Colorado, the point being, I had them, and many had them, before the season. Well, maybe if they beat Colorado State, they'll be 1-5 in their first six. Now, I just saw a promo last night for Colorado USC, the game of the year. Obviously, it's network hype. But who would have even thought that before the season? And being at home, I suspect they'll be competitive. I'm not sold on USC. I watched the Arizona State game last night. They still have defensive liabilities. Alex French, the defensive coordinator, still has to get that better. But USC, DA, 535 yards, 42 points, 8 sacks, 14 tackles for losses. And I think halfway through the fourth quarter, they were up by 7, clinging to the lead. At Arizona State. So does Colorado have a chance? Absolutely. Game of the year? I don't know, but yes.
Big noon kickoff should just be stationed in Boulder, and
right.
Then it's either a home game for Colorado or just travel wherever the Buffs are traveling. They're back. They're going to follow the Buffs again this week. It's like College Game Day's only going to be Buffs games from here on out, but they're good for business.
No, I think it's good. I didn't know. At the base level, I didn't know if Dion could coach at this level. I did a story last year when his name was starting to bubble up, and I talked to the Arkansas AD who interviewed him before he hired, I think, Sam Pittman, and he raved about him so much that he went down there a second time, interviewed him again. Now we know it looks like that Jerry Jones was involved. He couldn't hire him. He couldn't hire, you know, at that point at Arkansas, and I'm not anything about Dion. Arkansas couldn't hire him at that time. But the tone of the story was he absolutely can coach, and now we're seeing it. So, you know, it's great for the sport. It's great for Colorado. I don't really care how he does it. It's something to write about. It's fun.
I'm going to be a little selfish here and ask you one more question.
Yep.
So I'm going to gobble up some more of your time. I've long wondered what was it about Colorado that Dion was attracted to, because I would imagine he had other Power 5 opportunities this past offseason. What was it that CU did or was that Dion said, I'll do it there?
I don't know if he had a lot of Power 5 opportunities. Again, Auburn wasn't going to hire him for whatever reason. Florida State job wasn't open. And I don't know at that point in Florida State history if they would have hired him. And Mike Norvell's well established there now. So it was a P5 job. It was a blank canvas. this is what I want to do. At the time, Colorado had these restrictions administratively on transfers, and that those very quietly got changed. Well, they were able to bring in more transfers, and we know what he's done with that. And look, it had a history. Colorado, at that point, in my opinion, Colorado was the worst Power 5 program out there. And maybe it wasn't even close, but he saw an opportunity. And look, it's Deion. If the whole thing goes to you-know-what and it doesn't work out, well, there's Aflac commercials. He can still coach at Jackson State. He can just go to another Power 5. Now, you know, in whenever, he can name his school. He's proved he can coach. That staff is amazing. Sean Lewis, Charles Kelly, the two coordinators are doing a fantastic job. So if that's a read, now there's another discussion on Rick George said at the time, we don't have the money to pay him, but we're gonna find it. That's another discussion. But I think there were some possibilities at CU.
That's interesting. Dennis Dodd joins us, college football insider for CBS Sports. Check out his latest piece on Ohio State upending Notre Dame on that final play at CBSSports.com and Ryan Day's internal frustration with the questions about his program. Really good stuff there, CBSSports.com. Dennis, thanks so much, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right, DA, thanks.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.